Let's turn to that, number 5 in the White Book.
What a beautiful song. All about Jesus. He's as close as the mention of his name, we say. And as we sing of that wonderful name, God will draw near to us, we to him. Praise God. Let's see what the Lord has for us in this meeting. That's one of the exciting things about Pilgrim Camp. You never know how the Lord's going to direct and what he's going to introduce and who he's going to use and when he's going to end. That seems to be some people's main concern. Praise God. We welcome Bill Rodriguez, our Reverend Bill, Brother Bill. Haven't seen him in some years, it seems. And we'll be hearing from him, I'm sure, throughout the week as he's here. I want him to feel free, as everyone ought to. But I know that the Lord has things to say to us through our brother. So you're free. Feel free, right, Bill? Praise God. I told him he could use my guitar, too. He's quite the guitar player. Okay, number 5. Filtering in the rain. Years ago, one of my Bible school teachers told me that he was on a train or somewhere, and he heard somebody say, "Jesus Christ." And he said, "Oh, do you know Jesus?" And then he went began to talk about how wonderful Jesus was, and he didn't get offended. He took it as an opportunity to share of his love for Jesus and how wonderful he was. Praise God. That name has become very precious to us, and it grieves us when we hear people using it in ways other than it's worthy of. Oh, but it's not a name, it's a person. We've come to love the person that bears that name, and all that that name means. Praise God. Hallelujah. It would be good for us to express our love to Jesus this morning. He waits for that. And so, close your eyes. So nobody can see you. And just worship him. Don't be afraid to say, "Jesus, I love you. I need you, Lord. I adore you. I worship you." Hallelujah. Oh, it brings you right into his presence. Hallelujah. You'll experience him in new ways as we learn to give fuller expression to our love to him. Praise God. So let's sing that chorus again and then the last verse of number 5.
Jesus. Wonderful day, sweeter than all. wonderful name, wonderful Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, wonderful Savior.
Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love you, Lord.
Three flats.
And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my Lord, I exalt.
sing that song also. Take the name of Jesus with you.
It's in our hymn book, the hard-covered one. Hallelujah. It'd be nice to hear from some today. How did Jesus make his love real to you? Do you remember? Remember when that happened? Maybe a day in your life or time in your life when somehow the Holy Spirit enabled you to awaken to the love of Christ. You know, and your life was changed. Praise God. Well, if anyone would like to briefly share that, maybe after this song we'll have a little opportunity to do that, okay? Okay, so the number is number 49, yeah. Thank you.
Still, I heard my friends talk about Mary and talk about God and Jehovah, and it was hard for me to understand. I was just a little child. And I thought a lot about it, and I remember talking to somebody in my grandma's church, and they said, when you pray, pray to Jesus. So I think that's the first time I remember Jesus becoming, the name of Jesus becoming really important to me. But I do thank God that since then, I've been able to really know who He is. And He's my best friend, He's my everything. And I thank God for that. I met the Lord here at Pilgrim Camp, lived in Manhattan, and this sister, with her tithe money, she was saving her tithe money. Her husband didn't know about it, but she was saving it, and she sent my brother and me to here to camp, and I met the Lord there in the village, and I thank God in Natick. I was able to give my life to Christ. I was seeking the Lord for salvation for a while, but I didn't know how to be saved. And the Lord makes it sometimes very easy for us. It's so simple we don't get it. And they was teaching us how to praise the Lord in the village. And to me, that was so amazing that I could praise God. I could come into His presence. In church before that was, well, you just sit still, and the older folks, they did what they were going to do in the service. But we had to sit still and be quiet. But here at the camp, we were encouraged to praise the Lord. And they were teaching on the armor of God. And God made that so real to me. And the Lord saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost on my my bunk bed in the lean-to in Natick. And I just thank God for that experience. And ever since then, the Lord has been precious. There was a time where I wandered in my teens, but wanted the Lord with all my heart. I just didn't think I was worthy to have Him, or that He would even accept me and allow me to come deeper or closer to Him. But God is so good. He's always drawing us. His love is amazing. It's marvelous. We don't love like God loves, I tell you. We look at people and we size them up, but God sees our need. He looks into the heart. And He sees the hunger there. And I just thank God that I could come here and just once again just be reminded of so many things. I was sitting there in the prayer room and remembering a miracle that happened there in the last days of Sister Caroline Gardner, the wife of who used to be the director here years ago. And Sister Caroline was sick in her last days. She had some problem in her body, and she had to be carried in and carried out in a special chair. But she wasn't able to get up or walk. But when the presence of God came down in that room, she got up and danced in the Holy Ghost all over that room. And then she sat down. I always thought, why did she sit back down? But those are things we don't understand. But the power of God is real. Amen. The Holy Ghost is real. Yes. And His love is real. Amen. And He loves us and desires to draw us to Him so that we can serve Him, so we could be an instrument of His grace and mercy. And but He hasn't just shown me His love, Brother Kenny, just when I got saved, or when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, or even when I was here at camp, but ever since I left camp here and been in the mission field, the Lord has shown me His love. And just in these days of COVID and all this junk that's gone on in the past couple of years, when I got sick with COVID, before I got sick, I had gone to a funeral in Matamoros, Mexico, and they wanted me to stay after the funeral and to eat with the family. And I said, no, I got to get back to the States. And they said, please, just stay with us. So I didn't want to break their hearts. I went with them. And they hit a pothole that was, oh my, big enough to bury a man in. It was just a huge pothole. And my back, a bone in my back, went out completely. It just... I was in pain and agony 24/7. It was hard to even pick up a glass of water. But I was calling on God and believing God to do something. Then I caught the COVID. I said, Lord, I can't cough with a back like this. I don't know if I can take it. And so the Lord helped me. The only thing I had was a headache and a fever. And that left right away, and I was pretty much all right. But people started calling me and praying for me, and I love that. I love for people to pray for me. But one of them said, Brother Bill, I have a special need, and when you think of it, would you pray for me? I said, why wait till later? Let's pray right now. Here I am with COVID and a pain in my back. But I began to pray for that sister, and the Holy Ghost came down in that living room and shook me, and I ran from one end of the house to the other under the power of the Holy Ghost. My back was healed instantly. And I just tell you what, I had a glory time, and she got her healing too over the phone. It was amazing. And so God's love is real and His power is real. We have to seek Him with all our hearts to know Him and to get closer to Him and to know Him in His fullness. And I thank God for this privilege to share how I found the love of God in my life. And He's just so precious. I don't feel worthy. I'm not worthy of it. And that's what grace is all about. His unmerited favor. We don't deserve it, but yet He loves us. Isn't that amazing? Amen. That's just amazing. And so we ought to love Him all the more. It's not that we love Him, but it's that He loved us. And He died for us to redeem us and give us new life in Christ. And I just praise Him with all my heart and pray that God will help me to be faithful to the end.
Amen.
Such love, such wondrous love, such love.
Because He first loved us. And when we experience His love, He puts love in our hearts so that we have something to love Him back with.
Thank you.
And it's true. It's the love of Christ. We experience His great love for us. And then with that understanding and that appreciation, we're able to love Him in a way that He is worthy of. Praise God. And so it starts with opening your heart to His love. Oh, Jesus, show me how much You love me. Make that love real to me. Because without it, I can't love You the way I should. Hallelujah. Maybe there's someone else. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Let's pray for those down in the village. We heard what God can do for young people down in the village and in the cottage. Those testimonies are so important to hear because you have some of your children and other loved ones down there. And God wants us to have faith over them that they too will have a life-changing experience with the Lord Jesus. It's amazing. God meets us and the whole course of our life is changed by that encounter. And so let's believe today that God will meet these young ladies in the village. I saw them at the beach. They're so precious. And I thought, oh God, You brought them here because You love them and You have something special for each one of them. And so we want to have faith to that end. And then those little boys and girls in the cottage, praise God. I've heard testimonies over the years, God saved me in the cottage. And I was just 7, 8 years old. And I knew that Jesus came into my heart and I was never the same. I went back home. I was better behaved, and I loved to go to church, and my love for Jesus just kept growing and growing, and God kept me from so many evils that so many young people get involved in. The best thing you can do for your children is to give them to Jesus and give them opportunity, and by example and by your faith, just show them the way of salvation and how wonderful it is to serve the Lord. So let's pray for the village and the cottage. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we love you. Sister Elsie, could you please pray with us? Thank you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for everyone that's here now, all the boys and the girls, and we pray that you will anoint those that are over them and lead them, Lord, and come to them, Lord Jesus, through your Spirit, Lord, as they hear about you. I pray you will draw their hearts back to yourself and make a change in each one of them, that they will always, always remember what you have done for them, Lord Jesus. And continue that work, I pray, all during this week and the following days, we pray.